Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 83 for Thursday, October 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to small gains Thursday morning, taking some direction from advances in Chicago soy oil and other international vegetable oil markets. Canola was up $1 to $2, the November contract up $1 at $477 per ton. The most active November contract had moved above the psychological $480 per ton level earlier in early activity, and that encouraged some additional spec buying, but the contract has tried and failed on numerous occasions over the past week to break decisively above that point, and selling came forward once again at the highs today to push prices back below $480. Harvest pressure also weighed on canola. Stats Can releases updated survey estimates on the size of this year's crop tomorrow, and most market participants anticipate an upward revision from the previous report. The Canadian dollar, it's stronger early Thursday, and that put some pressure on canola as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans up 2 to 6 cents. The November contract 2 cents higher at $8.94 per bushel. Follow-through buying interest after yesterday's tighter-than-expected stocks number from the USDA continued to provide support for beans. Weekly U.S. export sales of 2.5 million tons came in at the high end of trade guesses and were well above last week's level, providing further support. However, the harvest pressure and relatively favorable yield reports did limit the gains. Corn, it's up 2 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at $3.92 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales at 750,000 tons were considerably better than last week, and that gave the market a bit of a boost. But harvest pressure on the other side did keep corn in a narrow range overall. Wheat, it's up 3 to 8 cents. The December contract in Chicago up 8 at $5.21 per bushel. Net weekly wheat sales of only 77,000 tons were a bit disappointing, but the market remained supported by yesterday's tightening stocks projections from the USDA. The nearby chart signals have also turned bullish after yesterday's rally. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 1st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.